Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Monday edition of Hooked on Hauntings Radio.
It's Monday!
Yay, Monday!
What's up, my peeps? What's happening?
Yeah, Russ and I have had a really, really busy last couple days, and we actually bought a new pretty truck for our travels here in the near future, and we really love that truck.
it's good medicine for me for my back and things. Many of you know I have a really bad back and facing surgery again, but this is really helping out. And it's a good rig, and we're gonna travel America, baby.
Yeah,
I'm getting the rest of it sewed up right now. The thing runs like a champ. Get new tires on her. Service my transmission. The only thing we got to do is fill it up with gas and say hello.
Yeah. It may take another month or so because we got some other things we got to catch up on. But in the meantime, tonight we're gonna talk about the paranormal, of course, like always, because Russ and I—that is what we do. But we're also going to get into what chaps our ass, and that could be about the paranormal or anything in life, basically. So, if you guys got any stories you want to call in and talk about or experiences or just what chaps your ass.
That's right. I mean, because there's a lot in life that really chaps my ass, and we'll get into it because, you know what I mean? I don't care who you are, I will pick on your butt.
Yeah. We also, actually, our friend Dan's going to be calling in. He's actually here with us right now. I will in just a second. And he's going to tell us a little bit about what chaps his ass, which could be a lot, so be prepared. Yeah. But I want to tell you right off the bat what really, really chaps my ass, and I'm going to tell you. It's when you're driving anywhere and there's construction, and all the construction, the lanes go down to one lane. But you got those crazy fools that have to drive to the very last inch before they have to get over. And then they're trying to push into the lane you're in, and Rust wouldn't let some guy in today. I don't think he was very happy with him, but who cares?
I don't care. He chapped my ass, man.
That's right. So, anyway, let's see. What can we talk about first?
Well, you could bring Dan the Man Norvell on.
Oh, that's true. I could.
Yeah.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
What's up with that, man? You almost sound, you know.
I had to remain.
Oh, yeah. You were telling us that.
Oh, hey, Dan, by the way, I am doing it nude. For any of you guys looking, go to YouTube. I got a picture of me up right now. Live video streaming. Russ is nude doing the broadcast.
No, he doesn't.
Is that a lie? I guess
having
it was.
Yeah. Besides, if you go there and look for something like that, you might just find it.
You never know what you're going to find on the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, speaking of that, speaking of the internet, you know, I keep getting these messages from all these weird guys, right? And I had some guy the other day send me photos of his private parts, and I just want to say that really chaps my ass, especially when it says specifically on my Facebook page that I am married. Hello.
You don't want to know what I want to do to his ass.
Yeah.
Well, you know, nothing's sacred to people anymore.
It isn't.
No, it's not.
Marriage, wife, nothing.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you know, we can talk current events for a minute. Look at ISIS. Look at, well, if you watch the news today, there was a homeless man shot by the police.
Yeah.
Out in Los Angeles today, and looking a little more into the story. Now, I couldn't tell much from the video, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Looking a little more into the story, knowing what I know from going through the police academy, and anybody else who's in law enforcement, if Jim Heater's working or listening tonight, I know that Jim was also a deputy. Russ
mm-hmm.
was a military police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The consensus was that he went for the black officer's gun.
Yeah, they showed
everybody
a picture
knows.
Of it, actually. Yeah.
Everybody knows that, and I was taught in the police academy, and I'm sure Russ was taught through his training. Jim was probably taught through his training. When somebody goes through your guns, all bets are off. That just became a deadly situation. And
yeah.
You now are authorized to use deadly force to stop it.
Yes, and in the military, you are not trained to wound.
No.
I'll just leave it at that. You're not trained to wound.
Well, and another thing is that if it comes down to it, I mean, you want to go home at night. I mean, the police officer wants to go home at night, right? And
right.
if
some fool
grabs his gun, guess what? If it was me, I'd shoot his butt too.
Now, the thing that chaps my ass about that
mm-hmm.
is you got mm-hmm. some guy, a black guy, that videotaped the whole thing. And the
right.
whole time he's calling the police every choice word that he can think of with the F word, you know, on the end of
mm-hmm.
all of them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the guy doesn't even really know what's going on because he's a moron.
Right.
But he's calling these cops, you know, murderers and everything else. And, you know, just happens to come by and start running his cell phone video because there's something going down.
Right, right.
You know, and what chaps my ass about that is he's passing judgment before he even knows the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Much like...
Here's the thing in a nutshell. We have to stand behind law enforcement. Without them, this world would go to shit
in a heartbeat.
My brother-in-law is a cop. I formerly was. We have David Baker and Sherelle. They're in law enforcement. We know a lot of people in law enforcement, and they are good guys.
Yeah.
You know, there are instances where there are some bad shoots. I agree, but these guys have families. They got kids. They got wives. They deserve to go home. Quit. You know, that chaps my ass. Let's stand behind them a little bit and give them the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was another case out in New York, while we're on the subject,
mm-hmm.
Where there was an oversized black man, about,
right.
I think, 320 pounds,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
the officers choked him out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he actually had a heart attack and died.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, I expressed on a Facebook page that I thought, only according to my training, and I put up front, I wasn't there, I don't know the full circumstances, I don't know if he threatened those officers' lives,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if before the video was running there was a knife involved that this guy had, who knows, I don't know. But from what the video posted, and I clearly stated this, from what I saw in the video, the guy looked to be passively resisting, which means you don't use deadly force. Now, choking somebody out is not deadly force. There's
yeah.
a difference. Did the guy die because of the result of being choked out? Yes. But the officer who, if you also watch the video, which I also stated, immediately began CPR on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
The same officer who choked him out is participating in trying to save his life now.
Right.
And I clearly put on this guy's Facebook page, I said, I do not believe that the officer intended on the end result. However,
right.
The gentleman, according to what I saw of the video, the short little excerpt I saw, appeared to be passively resisting, which does not mean he should have been choked out.
Right.
The other side of that coin is this guy was a huge guy. He was a monster of a guy. Yeah, there's six cops there, but you don't want to get this guy riled up and let him start swinging, because six cops, especially if this guy's, you know, as big as he is, turns out to be a monster, you know, you got to take every advantage you can. So were things done wrong? Maybe. But do I think there was any malice involved? Hell no, I don't think that cop intended on killing that guy at all.
No.
What chaps my ass about that is this guy, this other guy jumps onto this man's page who was asking for opinions. Told me I was a piece of shit. I wasn't law enforcement. If I was law enforcement, how could I turn against my brothers like that? And I clearly stated, I just put on there, I said, I'm not going to argue with you because, first of all, you're apparently a moron because you didn't read everything I wrote. Secondly, I put on there, I examined the video of what I saw.
Right.
I do not know the circumstances before or after that video, before the video started and after the video ended. Only from what I saw. Which, when you go to court, as well, you guys know, you only get a piece of the puzzle. And
right.
That's all they want you to get.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They don't give you the extenuating circumstances. They don't give you the part where this guy might have been getting a divorce and was distraught with his wife or vice versa or whatever. Nobody wants to hear the background unless it's bad and makes the person look incriminating.
Mm-hmm.
So there's circumstances on both sides of the coin, but what chaps my ass is you give an opinion and you got 30 people that are on the war wagon ready to cut you down. If you don't want my opinion,
right.
Don't ask for it.
Yeah.
That's right. That's it right there. If you ask an opinion, be careful. You might just get it.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, if you put it on a page, moderate the page so that when somebody's seeing an asshole, don't let other people be attacked on there. I don't allow that on my pages.
No, I don't either.
They're blocked and banned right then and there. I don't care who they attack. I don't care what they say. You're done. You're not going to be on my page attacking anybody else when they're voicing their opinion. And I've asked them to do so. I didn't ask
and
you to come on and be an asshole.
Well, and speaking of voicing your opinion, Dan, now you and I both know that if somebody posts, we're getting so sliding back into the paranormal here, in the paranormal community, there are some people that seem to think that they have all the answers to everything, okay? So if you post something, be prepared, you know. I mean, if you're in excited because you've gotten something that you really think can be put out there to the paranormal community that can be possibly paranormal or possibly not, you know, everybody's going to have their own opinions. That's good. Everybody should have their own opinions, and it should be a discussion, a healthy adult discussion. But
when somebody sends me something, Sandy, what I do is I tell them, first of all, I wasn't there. I don't know what the conditions of your situation were.
Right.
Second of all, I could explain this picture with this, and this. So,
right.
Having said that, there's four things that I can come up with that make me think that it may not be paranormal. However, keep in mind, I wasn't there.
Right.
I don't know what you were feeling. I don't know what your instruments were reading. All we're getting is a picture.
Mm-hmm.
There's three sides to every story. There's your side, there's my side, and there's the truth. And
right.
when you're just getting the picture thrown at you and they're saying, I'm seeing this, right away in the back of your mind, whether you want it to or not, subconsciously, you're not looking for that face, or you're not looking for this figure, or you're not looking for whatever they said it was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of the same thing when I first started out in the
right.
Facebook community with this. I used to say, there's a figure here. Now I post stuff and say, this is what we believe this could be. Form your own opinion. That's it.
Exactly.
This is what we're saying.
I prefer that they don't even tell me that there's a ghost in the photo. That is, just that it's interesting. Take a look at it. See what you see. Because the problem is, when they put it out, they'll circle it, and they'll write down what they think it is, and then all of a sudden, everybody that comments on it is stuck on their perception of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they already got a built-in perception of what they're looking at, you know?
Yeah.
And they don't want to become receptive to the criticism, or not even just criticism, opinions.
Right.
And a lot of people take opinions as criticism, and they shouldn't. It's just an opinion.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But on the other side of the coin, guys, is there's a lot of people who voice their opinion that come across like assholes.
That's very true.
I didn't want your life, I didn't want your life story, or I didn't want your, all I asked is, hey, do you see what I'm seeing? That's it. Some people really go over and above letting people know what they think it is.
Well, the thing is that when you put something in, I tell this to people all the time, and they just doesn't seem to sink into their ears or something, Because, like Russ said, they already have a perception of what they feel it is, whether you say you don't believe it or not, and which I don't normally. I usually say, well, I'm like you, Dan. I just usually say, well, I wasn't there, so I can't really form an opinion, but this is what I see, okay?
Right.
And that's, that's better than coming out and saying, oh, you're full of shit, And that's, I don't like doing that to people because, like you said, I was not there. I mean, we've gotten photos that are we've had tested. I mean, we go above and beyond to make sure we're seeing what we're seeing, okay? And if I put it out there, I explain the situation. Now, if people are going to – this is to all the listeners out there right now. Now, listen to me carefully. If you are going to post any kind of evidence, photos, video, or whatever, onto your Facebook page or your YouTube channel, do this just for your own sake. This way, you have covered your bases, and no matter what anybody says, it doesn't matter because you already have your opinion set, okay? Now, if you're going to do it, post what was going on at the time. Were you capturing any other evidence? I mean, did the EMF meters, were they going off? Did you happen to catch an EVP at that time? Or was there a cold, did the temperature drop in the room? Whatever it takes, but explain what was going on in the situation at the time and then post the picture or photo, or video or whatever. Because you're more likely going to get people that agree with you than disagree with you.
Yeah. Yeah, because they'll look at it and go, oh, okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it gives them something to go base their opinion on, and that then they can actually state their opinion rather than just saying, oh, well, it can't be that, it can't be that. Well, yeah, it can. It just depends on what was going on at the time. Was there strange weather, or whatever? I mean, there's a lot of variables in the paranormal that a lot of people don't think about. I do.
So if you see Jesus in a tortilla, give us a call. We want to see that picture.
Yeah. Why not?
I just want to say I have seen Jesus in a tortilla.
Really? Was it? That was cool.
And it tasted just as good.
Did you and Jesus have lunch after that?
I had that tortilla of Jesus for lunch.
Well, hey. Hey, I was wondering something, Dan. We were talking the other day about holy water and how you could, make your own. Sandy was talking to somebody about, I don't know. And it just dawned on me, how do you test that? I mean, do you drink it and then all of a sudden if you start, speaking in Latin and your head spins on, starts spinning around, are you in trouble?
Well, if your head starts spinning around, you're probably not drinking holy water.
Exactly.
That sounds more like unholy water.
Yeah, you know.
Okay,
I was just wondering, how do you test
this
it?
This is my opinion only, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just me.
Yes.
I grew up Catholic,
right.
So
yes.
I don't think anything's holy water unless I physically went to the Catholic Church and got it out of the little thing that they keep the holy water in myself.
Right. Right.
Now, there is holy water that you can order from the Ghost Hunter store from Dave Giuliano. Dave
mm-hmm.
Giuliano is an ordained minister.
Right.
So if he says it's holy water and he blessed it, then it is, in fact, holy water. Just keep in mind, guys, the Catholic Church isn't the only place you can get holy water. You can get it at the Methodist Church, Lutheran Church.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, all the pastor has to do, pastor, priest, whatever, put his hand in it and bless the water, and it is now holy water.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Man of
oh,
God.
Wow.
He's a man of God.
Right.
You know, anybody can do that if they're an ordained minister. And I'm not talking being an ordained minister off the internet. I'm talking that you went to, you know, you went to
school.
Either, well, you went to a school, monastery, or, you know. It's escaping me right now what it's called. Seminary school is what it's called.
Seminary.
To seminary school and stuff.
And you're
taking, right, you actually have...
You're taking theology or whatever.
Right, you actually have the background to, you know, to realize in yourself what it is that makes you have the beliefs that you have to be that person. Whereas nowadays on the internet, and I'm not saying that, you know, there's plenty of people that are more spiritual than some, you know, people that are leading churches now. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying nowadays you can become an ordained minister on the internet, and that's not who I'm going to, you know, these people have taken many, many courses. I mean, seminary school is 7 years long to be able to counsel people, to be able to counsel marriages, to be able to help people out, to be, you know, so it's more than just, hey, I got my certificate, come and talk to me, I'm a minister.
Right.
That's not how it works. And it's not, and just my opinion again, it's not going to protect you much on a ghost hunt or wherever you, you know, think you're going to go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So,
But just to let everybody know out there right now is Dan's going to be back with us on Friday. And the reason we're having this show tonight is because this is just a fun show. We want people to call in and tell us their stories and tell us what, you know, chaps our ass. I mean, life has a lot of things in it that can make you go scratch your head and go, you know. So, but Friday is going to be kind of an intense show, so we want to have fun tonight. And just to let everybody know, this will be our last Monday night show because Russ and I are going to becoming very busy here in the near future. We are going to be doing some very cool stuff that will be on our website if I ever get the time to get it done. My God, we've been so busy, I have not had time to work on it, but I plan on it tonight after the show. And I've been staying up till 2 and 3 in the morning trying to get that website done, and I want you guys to know I am exhausted.
That's funny. I've been sleeping at 2 or 3 in the morning. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I know. I can hear
you
snoring.
Yes, he has.
So, now, one of the things that I kind of like to talk about is the people behind the screen, you know. Now, when you're in the paranormal community, most, you know, a lot of teams, they learn to know other teams, and we communicate and, you know, that kind of thing, and that's good. That's a good thing. But then you got a few bad apples out there trying to ruin it for everybody else. Now, we've all been through situations. I know Dan has, and I have, and Russ has, with the paranormal, other paranormal people, either they're new people or they just seem to think that they have the answers to every question under the sun. So I would like to talk a little bit about that, because there's people out there that they're really brave if they're behind that computer screen. But if you actually confront them, they don't know what to say. Do you find that true, Dan and Russ? I know, Dan.
Let's just say I've had more shit said to me over the computer screen that I know for a fact they wouldn't say to my face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, you guys, you know me. It's something that needs to be said here for anybody who is a new listener or might hear this archive. Sandy and Russ and I know each other, not just over the phone, not just over Facebook. We talk on a daily, if not every other day basis. They actually moved out to Illinois and lived here for a while. So we've been on ghost hunts together. We've been on investigations together. We've sat around the table. We've sat around the fire. We've shared dinner. We've shared stories.
We swam in the pool together too, Dan.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't have to tell everything else. Anyway, what I'm saying is that we know each other on a better level than just a radio show or over Facebook. We have physically met.
Mm-hmm.
And having said that, Ross and Sandy can also tell you and vouch for me, most people aren't going to get that cocky with me in my face. I am 285 pounds. I'm 6 foot. And they've both seen me in action. I don't take shit.
It would be a mistake, yes.
You can be bigger than me, you can kick my ass, but I'm still going to tell you you're an asshole, and I'm still going to do my best. You better pack your lunch.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So having said that.
And one other important fact, he's armed.
Yeah.
Yes, I am armed. But I don't need to be.
No.
The fact it's not about whose ass, who can kick whose ass. It's about respect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
right.
become disrespectful with people on Facebook or anything else unless you wrong me first. However,
that's right.
I also don't go picking fights and calling people pieces of shit and ass bags and everything else.
Mm-mm.
There is, you know, and this all goes back to the bullying being done in our schools, which we've all talked about a number of times,
yep.
Sandy.
Yep.
Everything with the new social media and nobody monitoring what's being said, and I'm not saying that, you know, you should have freedom of speech.
Yes.
But you should also have enough intelligence to know what you're saying and if it's right or wrong.
Right.
A good rule of thumb is if you're trying to one-up somebody, if it makes you feel good, you probably shouldn't say it.
Right.
Right.
Well, the thing is that when people say things that they have no clue actually what they're saying, they're just going off of what they've seen or heard or somebody's told them, then that means to me that they're not using their brain that God gave them, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, look at how fast people can turn like snakes.
Yeah, we've seen it.
And crucify somebody who totally has them. And we're not going to get into that cup of tea, but we all know what we're talking about there.
Yes, we do.
You know, people like to jump on the bandwagon because somebody else may not know jack shit, but they're a very articulate speaker, and it's very easy for them to get people to follow blindly.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a day and age where people follow blindly everything they read on the Internet and believe it.
Yeah. With all their heart.
And you know, and then those people really go to the extreme to try to discredit anything some people have ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And until you get to know those people personally and talk to them and break bread with them or whatever, have a drink with them, whatever you decide to do to, you know, build a better relationship, either business or personal or whatever, you don't know jack. You don't know shit. You don't know anything until you've actually spoken to those people.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I try not to judge anybody
until
I physically met them.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're a complete ass, you know, if you're an ass hat online, well, then I probably don't want to meet you anyway.
Right.
But, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is that Russ and I, God, when was that? Probably about 2006, were literally attacked by another team because we supposedly plagiarized an EVP. Well, I hate to tell you, folks, you can't plagiarize an EVP. One, it's not owned. Two, what if you get the same EVP? You know?
Right.
So,
Well, and by definition, isn't plagiarism written? Isn't it something that is stolen in writing?
I think so, yeah. Well, the
if
thing
you're
is,
charge me with something, know what the hell you're charging me with.
Exactly, and the thing is that this person contacted everybody that she knew and didn't know and told them what asshats we were because we charged for investigations, which was totally untrue. Russ and I have never, ever charged for investigations, ever.
No.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Well, and most reputable people do not.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh.
And, but see, you know, I don't know where that came from. There's one for you. I don't know where, I mean, it's wrong. I feel it's wrong, but I want to talk about this because this is really important, I think. The thing about the paranormal community is most people don't feel it's right to charge for investigations. I don't either. But on the other side of the coin, who started that? Who said that it wasn't okay to charge for investigations? Because it's just like, I mean, a lot of people think, well, the reason is because it's a hobby. Well, you know, excuse me. There's a lot of things out there that people charge for, okay?
Right.
So whether a person charges, now, I mean, if they're going to get crazy about it, I've seen some idiots out there that charge $1,800 to go to somebody's house and do a so-called investigation and then run like the wind. You know, those people never see them.
$1,800?
Yes.
Jesus.
And I'm telling you, that's ridiculous. I mean, I could see maybe charging $25, you know, just for your gas and your time. That, you know, because
I don't even feel comfortable doing that, but
I'm just saying.
I've seen people do that, and they'll put a thing on their website that says, we only charge for gas and mileage. And
mm-hmm.
in today's economy, you know, gas and mileage, if you're really in terror and I don't charge either, and I'll go anywhere within my capability to help people.
Exactly, yeah.
So to me, I don't want to charge because, you know, the Catholic Church, if they had to perform an exorcism, they're going to charge you for an exorcism. So,
no.
And I'm not, don't get me wrong now, I don't want somebody coming back and putting Dan Norvell saying he does exorcisms. That's not what I'm saying. Not at all.
No,
so,
not at all.
Okay, that's not what I'm saying. What
no.
I'm saying is that, you know, there's certain services that groups do or, you know, religious entities do that they do not charge for. However, you know, if you put the thing on your website that says, if I have to travel over 100 miles, I'm sorry, and today, you know, today's economy, I don't have the best job right now, blah, blah, blah. If you want me to come, I need you to send me the money for the gas and the mileage, and then I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's okay with paying you that, what skin is it off my ass?
Yeah. Well,
I'm
see,
not
going to
call
like,
that person a piece of shit.
If they worked it out, then
what difference is it?
Well, this is one thing that happened to us in the past is that we went and did an investigation, and it was a residential, and the people were, you know, we didn't do anything special. We just did an investigation and made sure the reveal was done so they knew what we captured and see if it, you know, and to try and line up what they were experiencing as well. And this woman gave us a donation, and I said, you know, we don't do that. We just want to help you. And she said, well, buy some equipment with it or something. And it wasn't all that much. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't like $1 million or anything like that. But it was a little amount just for her to show us her appreciation. And we appreciated it because it did pay for our gas and our team's gas, which was okay, you know. But we didn't.
What?
We took it only because she wouldn't let us not take it. And
I've had that happen too. I had a guy come out with a check for $250 made out to Small Town Paranormal when we were still
mm-hmm.
the team of Small Town Paranormal.
Right.
And I immediately ripped the check up and I said, "Sir, I can't take your money." And he said, well, consider it a donation. I said, if you want to make a donation, I said, you go to St. Jude's or to somebody that you would contribute money to for some sort of a charity, and you donate it there. If you want to mention Small Town Paranormal, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine, too. But I would rather see the money go to somebody who really, really needs it, because I'm just fine with what I have. And well, you know, maybe you guys can buy some equipment for it. And I said, and maybe you can get a transfusion for having a kid treated for leukemia, too. I said, so if you want to donate money, you take that down and you donate the money to that charity.
Right. And, you know, whatever.
That's who we back, is St. Jude. So there you go. We'll make the, and that will be perfect donation if that's what you choose to do.
That's the other thing a lot of people don't understand. True paranormal personnel, you know, the people that are really in it for helping not only residents get peace, but as well as the entities get peace, we're very into charitable stuff. You can't believe some of the things that different groups have done for folks, and they just don't get the recognition that they should.
And they should,
Look at everything that Laura Redman has done for paranormal fixed cancer. My God, how many kids have been able to get treatment because Laura took her time to bust her ass to get teams there to do the silent auction, to do the things that she had set up to do. And every time Laura's had an event, I've had to work every stinking time, and I'd really like to get out to one of her events.
Yeah, and we weren't close enough. Made me upset because I wanted to go.
I mean, she puts on one hell of an event and raises a lot of money for these things. And you know, I mean, if somebody offers you a donation and you choose to take it, that's up to you. I don't choose to. I choose to say what I just said that I said. And I don't know if that gentleman ever went and donated that money to St. Jude's or not. It's not up to me to follow up on that.
Right. Well, the only reason
I thought the gesture was great, and that's fine, but I'm not going to down anybody if they did take it. That's up to you. It's your conscience you have to live with. And it's only wrong if you think it's wrong. If everyone else thinks it wrong, it's wrong. You know what? I learned a while ago, fuck what everybody else thinks. Pardon my French, guys, but fuck what everybody else thinks.
Yeah.
Do for you. Be you, do you. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Bottom line.
Hey, guys, we got a caller on the line.
Oh,
bring on.
Okay. Hang on just a second. It's being difficult. Come on. Well, as soon as I get the stupid studio to cooperate. But anyway, I agree, Dan. I mean, I think that there's a lot of people out there that do some really incredible work for their communities, and I would like to see more of that. You know, there's just so many things that we could all help with without backbiting each other, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. Hang on a second. I don't know what's going on with this stupid thing. You guys talk for a second, okay?
Well, hey, Sandy, if you need to drop me, I mean, you guys can me anytime.
No. You stay with us. Hang on.
This thing's probably giving her fits.
No, yeah, I'm going to... Hang on, I'm going to put myself on mute for a minute. You guys go and talk.
There's so many worthwhile things going on out there, and not getting the recognition. A lot of people don't get that recognition. It's a shame.
Look at the year we did the cemetery crawl for the Sydney Ice Foundation. I mean, we raised $1,000 for that little girl's memorial, and that made us feel great.
That's something.
You know, nothing made me feel better than to go and give her mother a check for $1,000 that we raised by taking our own time and doing something for that. And like I said, kudos to Laura, and kudos to anybody. You know, whether it be paranormal or you know, through your local volleyball club or baseball club, whatever you do. You know, anybody who will take the time to help somebody else that's in a terrible situation, that's a good thing. And it should never be looked down upon.
Because, you know, you never know if it's going to be you in that situation.
Exactly.
Things change in a flash, man. You know what I mean?
Well,
life can turn on a dime. That's right. So don't be afraid. Help your neighbor out. That's what we need a lot more in this country of, is helping each other out and stop this me crap.
Well,
this
country was built on cooperation and taking care of your neighbors, and, you know.
That's right.
I mean, can you guys honestly say, how many of your neighbors do you know? I mean, anybody who hears this show, stop and think. How many of your neighbors do you really know? You might know them by face, you might know them by name, but not like when I grew up. We knew our neighbors.
I knew my neighbors two miles away.
Right. Where I live right now, I know our next-door neighbors. You know, I know them by name. I don't always, you know, I don't go to their house for dinner or anything, but in the summertime, their kids are over here, my kids are over there. You know, the neighbor over there will throw a hot dog at, hey, does Lucas want a hot dog? It's my son's name. Sure, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'll cook for his kids if they're over here. When we got the pool up, they'll come over and jump in the pool here. That's what you do. That's your neighbors.
Okay, guys, I'm back.
Oh, she's back.
I got a call. I still got the caller. I had him call back in, so let's see if we can get him on the line here. Hang on just a second.
All right.
Oh, there we go. Hi, Shane, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Well, hi, Shane. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, pretty good. How about you guys self?
Not bad. So what you have to ask, bro?
I just had a quick question about the whole, you guys were talking about the money situation with per
mm-hmm.
groups, if it's okay
right.
for donations and everything.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, do you think it's okay for the places, let's say, you know, Stanley Hotel or,
right.
you know, the Ashmore Estates and everything, is it okay for them to be accepting money and not donating? Like Ashmore Estates and our theater, Robin Terry, which, you know, we know pretty well, he
mm-hmm.
donates all the money and the proceeds he gets to charities, all of it. And
now, see, that's awesome
to
me.
He builds everything. You know, Ashmore Estates
okay,
is
so,
like...
Go ahead, buddy.
Ashmore Estates, he pays out of his own pocket to... pretty much put in over almost 50 windows, brand new windows, into Ashmore Estates.
Right.
And rebuilds it out of his own pockets. He does not take any of the proceeds of, like, us paranormal investigators to come in
mm-hmm.
to investigate, and
right.
we pay. He puts it all towards charity. Now, do you think other places that, you know, that, like, does that,
mm-hmm.
should they be... you know, giving it to charity as well? Or is it okay for them to keep it?
You know, that's a hard question. I think...
Well, no. Okay, look. If they're using some money... Now, I mean, let's be realistic. People have to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that, but if you're sitting back and you're getting filthy rich off entities, off the torturing of ghosts... And you're not doing anything good with that money, I think it's wrong.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with them making a living, but some of these places are outrageous on what they charge, you know,
mm-hmm.
oh, yeah.
to go in there and investigation. And the freaking places already, you know, like I don't want to name any offhand because I don't know the facts about all of them, but I knew about some. And it just seems wrong. That's my opinion.
Dan, what about you?
Well, my opinion is I kind of agree with Russ. You know, if you can make a living and you figured out a way to make a living, I'm okay with that. This is America. It's free enterprise. You should
mm-hmm.
be able to make a living.
Right.
To the people who do donate and give back, hey, that's great.
That's awesome.
For, you know, for places like Waverly Hills and stuff, that place is in, I've never been there,
mm-hmm.
Don't know if I'll ever go there because I'm not going to spend that kind of money to go there. But
right.
That's a big place. It's going to take a lot of upkeep. You're going to take, you know, you're going to take thousands upon thousands of dollars to make that place safe for
mm-hmm.
investigators to go into.
Exactly.
Right.
The other side of the coin is if you, you know, I guess what I'm saying is if I go to Target and I buy a product and pay them the money and they give a certain amount of it back to charity because they made millions of dollars off of it,
mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit either way. So
mm-hmm.
why should I give a shit if I go to Waverly Hills and give them $1,000 and care what they do with the money? They
right.
are starting a business. They're making a business entity, and business entities are set up to make money. Now, if you
mm-hmm.
choose
right.
to give some of that money, if you choose to give some of that money to a charity, more power to you, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference between paranormal teams and paranormal places to go that charge, they're there to make a buck. They're there to make money. And if, you know, it's, are you going to go in and start protesting, you know, Walmart or Target or
right.
any other store because, hey, you're making too much money? Because
right.
if we're going to do that, then we all need to make a trip to Wall Street and go to where the real money's being made
mm-hmm.
and start bitching.
Right. Well,
I
the
mean,
thing.
You know, ethically, should you give back? Well, of course you should give back, but not everybody does that. Are they assholes? Yeah, maybe, maybe not, but. If you're putting out a lot of money to
mm-hmm.
to make money in a business, then you shouldn't be belittled because you choose to do what you choose to do with that money.
Well, and you
I
also
mean,
gotta look. You also gotta look at the fact that you also gotta look at the fact that these places, a lot of them are very old. Okay, they have
right.
to get. They have to have. Most of them have to have like asbestos abatement done, which is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They have to they have to clean out the black mold, all that stuff. And where are you going to get that kind of money? I mean, I don't think a bank is going to give you money for that kind of thing if they know what it's going to be used for, you know? So I agree. Yeah, I agree. I mean, if it's a business entity, and I agree also that they should give back because paying it forward is always a credible thing, and I'm glad that I'm sorry, what was his name?
Robin Terry.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm terrible with names. I'm glad that Robin does that. I'm very proud of him for doing that. And
yeah,
that's a great thing.
Yeah, it's a very great thing. And but I also believe that that's the way he does things, and it's right for him, and that's good, you know.
It really comes down to your basic moral values of how you
mm-hmm.
were raised and how you look upon charity. I mean, I'm not against. I'm not. You know what I mean? I'm right with Dan on it. I'm right with Sandy on it. You know, you got upkeep. You got maintenance. But if you're sitting back getting wealthy on the suffering of entities and you're just playing them as fools, I got a problem with you.
Yeah, and if you're not doing anything with that money to preserve the building, I mean, if you guys have ever heard me and Russ talk, we are just into preserving old buildings. And if you're not doing that and all you're doing is making money, yeah, I think that's a little bit hinky as far as I'm concerned.
I agree, but you know, I'm all I'm doing, guys, is I agree. I agree with everything. And what's going on at Ashmore Estates is great. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I follow Dave Lowry's page. I know he's doing a ton of stuff down there to help.
Yeah,
I love the
new bunkhouse they're building.
Oh yeah, I'd love to get down there someday. I really would if
mm-hmm.
I never get
yeah,
down
he's
there.
Yeah, he's actually a nice guy. He's
know,
a real good friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad if I never get down there, but only playing that devil's advocate, though, guys, is mm-hmm. if I invest in a business and I make millions of dollars off it, does that make me a bad person?
No.
No.
You know, so, and don't get me wrong, I totally, totally, wholeheartedly agree with everything you guys say about
mm-hmm.
you're making money off tortured souls.
Mm-hmm.
However, if somebody can live with themselves doing that, you
mm-hmm.
know, just because I can't doesn't mean that I'm going to be able to judge them. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. And I agree. I mean, I agree with you. There's two sides to every coin, in other words. And so you have to kind of stay in the middle and think, okay, well, they're doing this because of this, and they're doing this because of this, but they're able to make some money at it. You know, now, just for instance, Russ and I found this old hospital building in Montana, and it needs a lot of work. But if I was going to go in there, if I was going to get that building and I was going to let paranormal investigators come in, of course, I wouldn't charge them an absorbent amount, but that money, I would think, would go back into the building. But we're on the other side, too, where what Dan was saying about if the person makes a lot of money and they don't want to invest back into charity or investing into the building, you know, unfortunately, that's their business.
That's their life. That's their right.
Yeah.
Right. What I'm saying.
That's what I serve this country for. Yeah. It's for them to have that right to do that.
If you don't like Target, or if you don't like what Target stands for, or whatever, a lot of people don't choose to shop at Walmart because a lot of that stuff is made in China.
Right.
Hey, that's right. You know, that's fine. No, but if you don't like Target, don't go to Target. You don't like what some place is doing, don't go there.
Right.
Because you know they're going to charge. You know the guy's going to put it in his pocket. You know, whatever the case may be. Now, up here in Joliet, there was a gentleman that ran Stump Mansion, which is also a haunted attraction for a while. I think they're still fighting. That place is going to end up being a parking lot because the guy's just out of money. He can't do it anymore. He didn't charge a lot. I've never been to Scott either, but I have friends that have. Great haunted attraction, great place to go. And the guy sunk every little bit of money that he got back into trying to keep this mansion going, which he can't. He just can't. There's too many repairs that need to happen.
Right.
He's an older gentleman. You know, to have all that stuff hired to be done is going to cost thousands upon thousands of dollars. He'd have to have paranormal groups in there, you know, three groups a night, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Even try to break even.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
And I can understand why, you know, some of these places have to charge, sometimes it's, $100 or whatever a person or whatever. When you're dealing with old structures and you're dealing, it's always safety. I can't tell you how many places that I've been into where we've had to wear the mask because of asbestos. It was... widely used, for quite some time, and it's just all through these old buildings, and there's all kinds of safety concerns.
Let's go a step further, Russ.
What's that?
Let's go a step further, though. I mean, in this day and age where you live, we live in a society where you could order a hot coffee at McDonald's, you knew the damn thing was hot, you pulled away, spilled it in your lap, and you won $10 million in a lawsuit because it burnt you.
Yeah.
Because
right.
Because it didn't
say
it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine
yeah.
the insurance these places have to cover people like
incredible.
Going into them.
Exactly.
So
can you imagine somebody
looking
around and it's black and they step on a nail?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of these places
do
have waivers.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And they should.
They're still going to have a certain amount of insurance.
Go ahead, Shane.
Well, with the waivers, then... I mean, I'm not really sure, and I don't really know all about, insurance purposes and everything like that. But with the waivers, does that mean that the insurance would be there? Or because of you signing that waiver, then automatically it's saying, well, if something happens here, the place is not liable. So therefore, it's your own insurance in writing.
Basically.
All I'm going to say to that, Shane, is I'm going to put it back into my background in law enforcement. I haven't seen a piece of paper that protects a woman yet from getting hit. So if you went into a place and broke your back, let's say you fell down an open pit and broke your back and you're now disabled, I don't think there's probably a waiver worth its weight in the ink that you put on it that's going to be able to keep them from you to be able to sue them. For probably a good amount of money.
unless, maybe...
Any good lawyer can tear anything apart.
Exactly, they'll pick it apart. So
if you got maimed, you should be able to be taken care of. I mean, that, you know, those waivers are good for, if you step on a nail or something. But, I mean, if you fall through a floor, that's something they shouldn't have had you on the floor in the first place. So should they get away with letting you have a waiver when they knew the floor was that? Oh, he might fall through the floor, but I've got a waiver, so who cares?
Yeah.
So basically you're saying that the waiver actually is only to a certain point that it could possibly,
right.
Withstand from any type of action.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you can't, you know, unless you put on that waiver, you know, ghost hunting or paranormal investigating, whatever the hell you want to call it, can result in injury up and including death. And you risk every single thing. You know, if you go to have surgery, you don't have time to read all the fine print when they're taking you in. But if you sit and read all the fine print, it says if I knock you out, you could stop breathing, you could get pneumonia, this could kill you, that could, blah, 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 you know, and it gives you a whole list of things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unless they list all that stuff on the waiver and you read it all, you know, and that's another thing is they can say, oh, yeah, sign this waiver, and they're covered. But if you don't understand what you're signing, you know, then what that waiver is basically worthless.
Mm-hmm.
People have to be informed about what they're signing. And there has to be somebody there, or the waiver has to clearly state, you are absolving me of any and every injury or anything that can occur to you here, it doesn't come back on me. And you have to understand that, you know.
Okay.
So, and how many people are going to say, you know, if their back's against the wall, how many people, you know, and guys, I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Mm-hmm.
How many people that are against the wall are going to say, well, I totally understand exactly what I find. I'll tell you what, if you're looking at the rest of your life in a wheelchair, I'm going to guarantee you whether you knew it or not, you're not going to say you knew it.
Right.
You know,
right.
There's very few people that would. And if you're looking at being able to eat the rest of your life, you know, through a tube or whatever, because you fall through a floor, you know, all I'm saying is there's circumstances for everything, but, you know, a waiver's only as good as it's written. If that waiver was written by a lawyer and a law office, and you see a law office stamp on there, then that's probably a pretty good indication that it's going to stand up in court. But if it's just something that, you know, some entity puts out and says, you know, sign this and this should cover me, well, good luck in court. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah,
because, I mean, like at Ashmore, I know that they have a waiver, and then, like, we had an investigation in Louisiana, Missouri at an old hospital, and I know we had to sign a waiver from there, too.
Well, what's
your team, Shane? Give it a plug.
Illinois, Missouri Entity Trackers.
That's right.
Terry. Yep.
Yeah.
Terry Mosby is our co-founder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Oh, right on. Put your website out there, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
I got to investigate with Terry at Mantino. Terry's good people.
We got to meet Terry when we went to Mantino also. We were all there.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
She was just on the show not too long ago.
Just
last week?
Yeah.
All I know is I'm a brand new investigator. I just started maybe about five, six months ago. And
rookie!
You know, we just I'm such a greenhorn, you have no idea.
It's okay.
I look at Terry, and Terry has so much knowledge, and I try to take as much as possible in, and she's been just nothing but wonderful.
Grasshopper. You have a good sensei.
Yeah, she's a good lady. Also, about the waiver thing. Now, you got to take it to the other level. There's another level there that needs to be talked about. And one of those things is when you're an investigator or a ghost hunter, whatever you want to call yourself, the thing is that when you go into these places, more than likely you're going into them at night. And like I said, these places are old. You never know what's going to break. So you have to be responsible for yourself, you know. Pay attention to what you're doing, where you're walking. You know, use your flashlight. Don't walk around in the dark like these idiots on TV. You know, because I have ran into a wall because it was so dark in a place, you know, and that was with my flashlight. So I'm telling you, things can happen.
Shane, don't listen. Man, I don't even use flashlights, man.
Oh, don't let him kid you. Don't let him kid you.
I have night vision
Ross
eyes,
Ross is a total badass.
Mm-hmm.
Ross is a total badass.
Well, I've heard stories from Terry about her not using flashlights and running into things.
Yeah.
What happened?
I've tripped over my own feet.
One misconception about ghost hunting and investigating is that, you know, everybody, it always has to be done at night. Sandy and Rusty Boucher, and I'm going to tell you firsthand, I caught more stuff in the daytime than I ever had at night.
Yes.
The only thing about at night, for EVPs and stuff, the world's asleep at night, so you're going to be able to hear things a little better. It's going to be a little clearer. You're not going to have as much cross-contamination.
Mm-hmm.
But we went down to Starved Rock. We went down to Starved Rock where those ladies were murdered, and we were getting great EVPs, and that's in broad daylight. I went over to a cemetery in DeKalb and caught three great pictures, right one after another, of a entity walking through the graveyard. I mean, that was in broad. That was 2:30 in the afternoon. The picture I caught over at the battleground on my UV camera, that was at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
World will we think for an instant that a ghost would rather be awake at 3 o'clock in the morning opposed to a nice sunny day and 70 degrees? You know, I don't see the connection.
Yeah.
If I was a respectable ghost, I wouldn't mess with anybody at 3:30 in the morning.
The only thing you hear from me at 3:30 in the morning is, why in the hell are you bothering me at 3:30 in the morning? Come back tomorrow and I'll haunt you back.
Well, hey, Shane, I told these guys when I go, I know all the tricks and I'm going to mess with people.
I'm going to haunt the hell out of people.
Oh, me too. Yeah. But I don't want to be stuck here, man. I want to go wherever we're supposed to go, you know?
Oh, yeah.
No, I just want to hang out for a good 6-7 months, you know, play with your breasts once in a while. You know, things like that.
Russ!
Well, did I say that out loud?
At least he's not lying about it.
Yeah, that's true. And Shane, by the way, Russ and I are going to be coming back to Illinois, and I told Terry that we definitely are going to be coming to visit you guys, so we'll get to meet you.
Yeah, most definitely. I was just talking to Terry the other day and kind of planning out our year and everything, and she's all stoked for you guys coming back to Illinois.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We didn't get to get over there when we were living back there because Russ ended up having a car accident, and we ended up having to come back out here to Washington. But I was born in Illinois, so I mean this is my home away from home, so to speak. So.
Well, originally, I was born actually in Wisconsin. So.
Cool.
So I just moved down here in Missouri about 3 years ago.
That ranch has long-lasting effects.
What'd you say, Russ?
What was that?
That damn wreck I had in Illinois had long-lasting effects. I'm still dealing with it now.
Yeah.
I bet.
Incredible. I left a good part of me in Illinois.
That's true.
Well, now you can come back and get it.
There you go. Yeah, Terry said
that was left on the ground there, man. That thing was bent, broke. But I don't need that back.
Yeah,
but yeah, it would take a lot of fixing.
Yes, for sure.
That's right.
Terry was saying that when we come back there, that she wants to take us to a place called the Villa or something.
Yes, we're actually going to be going there. Terry's going to be showing After Dark Paranormal there this on the 7th. And I'm going over there as well. And so, we're doing that this coming up weekend.
About this place, Shane? Can you give us a little background on it?
I don't know everything. I know a couple of things. I do know there's supposed to be a spirit of a dog still there. because he was apparently buried with like $1 million collar or something on the grounds, and nobody has found it yet. So that's one of the claims.
Well, you know, I communicate with dead animals very well for some reason.
Yeah,
well, maybe we could call you up and see if we can get a maybe EVP session going.
There you go. Yeah.
It's not that kind of communication, bro. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
and since this is your first time listening, Shane, we put Sandy in for St. Hutch for dealing with Ross.
Yes. Do you know why now?
Well, I actually listened last Monday, too, though.
Cool.
Well, you see,
I had a
root
on Terry.
Yeah.
The thing about me, Shane, is what you're listening to now is what I am.
Yeah.
Never changed.
Trust me, I know your style. You sound exactly like how my grandfather was. So, dirty old man. Dirty old man, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, not only that. He's kind of a long-haired. When you see him, you'll understand. He's a long-haired hippie dude.
I was a dirty old man. Now I'm a dirty old perverted man.
Yeah.
Dan graduated me. He passed me on up.
Yeah, Dan. Dan's just as bad. Don't let him kid you.
Well, what you need to know, Shane, is I was a paramedic in Chicago for 6 years, so I'm one of the sickest people you'll probably ever hear.
Yeah, that's true. You won't believe I have a name for Dan, and he knows what it is. I'm not going to say it on the air.
I think it starts with shit and ends in head.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But anyway,
that's on point.
So we will probably be meeting you soon, Shane. So that's really cool. I'm glad you called in.
No, not a problem.
Yeah. Well, you have a good night, and we look forward to meeting you.
Most definitely. You guys have a good night too.
All right.
Care,
thanks, Shane.
Okay, bye.
Say hi to Terry.
Will do.
All right.
Nice guy. I like him.
Yeah, he is. He's cool. So,
that poor man when you meet him, Russ.
Oh, I know. God, poor guy.
Just watch yourself, Shane.
I feel sorry for anybody that has to meet me for some reason.
I feel sorry for anybody who has to meet you and I together.
Yeah. God forbid. I just walk away and say, I don't know you.
Oh, Dan, we got like another hour, man. We could get into that show now.
No, let's not.
Well, hey, you know what, Sandy? Maybe now is a good time to talk about what's coming up.
Yeah, actually, I talked about it a little bit last week, but I want to talk about it again tonight. Starting in May, I believe the first show is May 6th, Dan and his motley crew are going to be joining the Hooked on Hauntings network, the show will be called, and actually it's kind of just a revive show. They used to have one before, but it's coming back. It's called JP Apocalyptic Radio, and those guys are crazy. They talk about everything, so you definitely want to listen to that show on Thursday nights at 9 to 10 p.m. is what Central Time. So it'd be 7 p.m. Well, 7 p.m. our time, which is Pacific time.
And guess who's joining them this year, this time, baby? Uh-huh. Yeah, and moi.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Mr. Russ Wells will be on there with us.
Yes,
so
he will.
It's going to get pretty crazy.
It's going to get real crazy.
But we talk about anything and everything. We talk about the zombie apocalypse. We talk about conspiracies. We talk about UFOs, Bigfoot, ghosts. We talk about, if we were on the air tonight, we would have been talking about the shooting thing that happened in L.A. today. And we get pretty opinionated and we get pretty raw at times. But you know what?
Okay.
That's what it's
Dan,
about.
I just want to cover one. This just... For a couple minutes here, I want to go off track just for a second. You mentioned conspiracy, and I can't help it. Every year my birthday is the 20th, and we all know shortly after that what happened. President Kennedy was shot.
Yes.
What do you think happened? What do you think happened, Dan? I've seen so many daggum theories on all the we had assassins over here, over there. The driver shot him. What do you think, buddy? Come on. Well, it's been a long damn time. I've seen a lot of information, and you know, I want your input on what happened to our beloved President John F. Kennedy.
Well, I'm by no means any kind of a forensic psychologist or no kind of a forensic scientist, nothing like that. But honestly, I think that the CIA set President Kennedy up in a crossfire. That's my honest opinion.
Yeah.
You've got to look at all of the people that would have benefited from President Kennedy dying and ask yourself, why wouldn't they kill him?
Mm-hmm.
So my honest opinion is that I think that Lee Harvey Oswald thought that he was supposed to take the shot. I think all of a sudden shots started being fired, and Lee Harvey Oswald went, oh, my God, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
That could benefit, I could think of one right offhand, Lady Bird Johnson. She owns stock in Bell Helicopter, and we know they made the Hueys.
For Vietnam.
So, you know what? It's pretty bad. You know, while we're off subject for a minute, I've oftentimes said, and I watch a lot of stuff. My favorite things on Pirate Direct TV, my favorite channels are the History Network, History 2, Discovery, National Geographic Channel, the Science Channel. But I've watched a lot on President Kennedy's assassination, and I've watched a lot of different things. And there was a physicist that they interviewed one night, and he said, everybody better get on their knees and pray to God above, if you believe in that an alien race never visits our planet and decides to take us over. Because we are the only race known on the Earth, and it's true, that will screw each other over for a percentage. So all they'd have to do, they wouldn't even have to fire a weapon. All they'd have to do is start throwing money at the powerful people, and they'd just exterminate us.
Right. And
you know, I would like to think that's not true, but you know what? Our society, look at the Germans did it to the Jews, and anybody, you want to talk conspiracy, there are still people in the world today that say that the Holocaust was all a put-on.
Right. Isn't that crazy? Well, that's like...
all I can say is they're not.
Right. And that's like saying that, we never went to the moon. Now, frankly, I think we went there. But, you know, that's my opinion. And the thing is that there's so many things out there that comes out. It's almost like a disinformation explosion. They're always trying to tell us something. Like, for instance, let's go through all these plagues that are supposed to hit this or have hit this country: H1N1, swine flu, Ebola. They're always trying.
What happened? Why? Where'd it go? All of a sudden get healed up?
And now the measles. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I had the measles, not only just the measles, but German measles when I was a kid. And I had all those childhood disease things when I was a kid because my brothers and sisters were so much older than me. They were in school before I got there, and they'd bring it home, and I'd get it. But I'm going to tell you, it's not as bad as what they're making it sound like. Yes, people did die, but it was usually children that were already in a weakened condition, health-wise, because it can't affect your lungs and stuff. But I'm telling you right now, when you hear that there's an outbreak about something, okay, like the Ebola thing, they were so busy trying to scare us that they're pushing us away at the same moment. Because people know now that when they hear something, it's going to disappear in a week.
Yep.
Well, I'm getting where when I hear something, because it's just amazing, we'll have this swine flu, bird flu, Ebola.
That's what I said.
You know, it's continuous, and then all of a sudden, this stuff goes away, and then a month later, you hear of a government freaking operation or something that wasn't disclosed at the time. You know, it's like they're doing stuff
to cover stuff.
Diversion.
Right, to cover the
yeah.
other things, yeah.
They wonder why we the people, and I love my country. I respect my government. I don't necessarily love the government. I respect them because they're the authority in charge. I serve my nation. I took a pledge to that flag, and I would die defending it. But I do not agree with them bastards one bit. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They have their moments, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, guys, government should fear their people. People shouldn't fear their government.
That's right.
That's
not what's happening today.
Yeah, I know.
As a matter of fact, simply me saying that, you know, I could end up dying in some car accident.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably not because my brakes failed on their own.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? If my opinion is going to get me killed, then so be it.
But at least you got to say what you wanted to say.
Yeah.
See, that is the one good thing about this country, regardless. I mean, yeah, you hear these nightmare stories about people speaking their mind and then suddenly disappearing or something. But the thing is that in our Constitution, we have freedom of speech. And people will have the right to speak their minds. And so whether we agree with it or not, people do have the right to say what they want to say. And... We can only agree or disagree, and that's all we can do.
That's another thing. I don't normally get political, and I don't normally get religious, but I'm gonna tell the listeners, and I want to tell the world right now. Y'all leave the Muslim people alone. It's a beautiful religion. It ain't them.
It's a faction, like, right?
ISIL.
Mm-hmm.
ISIL.
It is not Muslim people. They are beautiful, peace-loving people. Leave them alone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, there's a little something called the Crusades.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That pretty much waged war in the name
mm-hmm.
of religion back in... the late 900s.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
I noticed on the news the other day, the president mentioned something about that, and this is what I do not understand. The religious community got upset because he told the damn truth.
Yeah.
Well, but the other side of the coin is, not all terrorists.
No.
But the majority of the terrorists are Muslim.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
that is because the majority of the Muslim terrorist groups are white, are their right wing in their religion. They,
mm-hmm.
you know, I
they
mean,
believe in violence.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they believe
yeah.
that the cause is number one over anything else, and
mm-hmm.
they're going to do whatever they have to do in order to further that cause. And if that means innocent people have to die, then so be it, they'll die.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't reason with people that don't put the same respect on human life that we do.
Right. Exactly.
You see, for some reason, the God that I learned about don't approve of what they're doing.
No. But it's not so much the religion, guys, as it is the locale.
Right.
You know, I had a friend back when I was a paramedic and I was working another job. I had a friend who was a missionary and went over to Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told this story the other night, and I don't know if I've ever told you guys this story.
I don't think so. He said
they were over in Nepal, and it was his first night there. Him and his group. There was like three people. These guys were engineers and mechanics. And very smart guy. And they're walking through the streets of Nepal, and lo and behold, this guy drags his wife out of the house by her hair.
Mm-hmm.
Proceeds to keep beating the hell out of her, pulls out a gas can, dumps gas all over her, and lights her on fire.
Oh, God.
A couple of the guys in that group that were Americans were going to go over and stop them. The guy who was taken through the street to give them their tour where they were going looks at him and goes, if you want to get us all killed, make a move. He
right.
Said,
oh, wow.
You don't have to like it, but you're not in America.
Exactly.
So turn your face the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, you want a little Middle East action? Go down to Compton in California.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go see what's happening to our black brothers down there. Go down south.
Yeah.
There's a lot of oppression in the United States happening to whites, Mexicans, blacks. You know what I mean?
It's happening everywhere. It's how you choose to value human life. It has nothing to do with your religion. It has nothing to do. It's what's accepted, and it's how much you're going to value. Over there, over in those countries, women are not worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't
right.
be on a radio station spouting your opinion because you'd be shot.
I know. Yeah, I know. Well, look at the news. Well, the newswomen that go down there, like from CNN and stuff, they have to wear the veils and all that. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, when you're in Rome, you do what the Romans do.
Exactly.
You know? Just because you're an American doesn't mean you're free over there.
Well, see, they think we're a bunch of, you know, crazies because we allow this and that and the other, but this is our country, you know, and this is what we do here. And whatever
right.
people do, okay, for instance, there's a guy that we, you know, we all know. His name is Christopher Booth, and he's very artistic, you know, and he's posting photos of his new wife on Facebook, and they were tastefully done.
Very beautiful.
She's a very beautiful girl, and there's nothing wrong with that. But people were giving him a bad time about it, and reporting him to Facebook about indecent, you know, whatever. And I was sitting there thinking, you know, that's none of your business. And if he considers her an art piece, what is so wrong with it? I don't see anything wrong with it. You know,
wait a minute. They thought that was bad, but people that send pictures of their privates to you and stuff on Skype, that's acceptable, I suppose.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, crazy, huh?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff in this country that isn't the greatest. But
see, these are some of the things that chap my ass.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in life that definitely gets on your nerves. It gets on mine. But, you know, I'm willing to allow people to live the way they want to live. But they also have to be responsible and take responsibility for their own actions. So, you know.
I'm not going to get political on your guys' show because you guys tune in May 7th if you want to hear me get political. But
yeah.
You can get any way you want on this show. You my brother. You go for it,
well,
baby.
But all I'm going to say is that, you know, there's something wrong when we used to be a government for the people, by the people, and that's not the case anymore. You need to stop and think. We are represented by the top 10% of the population monetarily. Not because they're smarter or they're the better candidate, but because they can afford to get their name out there.
Exactly.
Much like, you know what, much like yours and my books, Andy, much like your books and my books, plus the one we did together. If you and I had millions of dollars to put into getting that book out there,
it'd be
everybody's hands.
Yeah,
it's a good book.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not just saying that because we wrote that. It's a good book.
It is a good book.
But nobody's ever going to see it because we don't have the money to market it the way it needs to be marketed.
Mm-hmm.
No different in government.
Exactly.
President Obama won the election not because he was the better person, but because he marketed himself better to the population than the other guy.
Exactly.
Which Romney was an
right.
idiot anyway. I mean,
yeah,
he was talking, you know, about things. you know, when you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth, don't go and tell the middle class that you know how they feel, because you don't.
Exactly. Yeah.
You've never had to live paycheck to paycheck. You've never had to know what it was like to wonder if you're going to be able to feed your family tonight because you paid the medical bill last week.
Exactly. And don't even try and compare yourself to people that don't have any money.
Comparing stuff, you know, with the economy, and he goes, well, I had to sell one of my summer homes. That's going to get you the presidency.
Yeah. But anyway, guys,
yeah.
You know, this was a really good show. We got to have another one of these because this is fun. But anyway, we're down to like 4 minutes, so. But I need to make
uh-oh.
A couple announcements. That's okay.
Man.
Go for it.
Yeah. First of all, Russ and I are going to be putting together a business, and it's going to be called Thanks to Danny, gave me a good idea. Just use the name we got. Haunted Quest Ghost Excursions, and it's going to be very personalized. There will only be 6 people, and it's not a tour by any means. We're actually taking people to different locations, usually probably overnight. And
I didn't.
What'd you say, Russ?
It will ride in comfort.
Yes, and we're going to go out and have some fun. And, you know, people are going to actually get to maybe interact with some paranormal activity. And, you know, we're not, you know, we want people to have fun, and we want people to see what we do. And they're going to know, right off the bat, that just because we're taken to a haunted location does not necessarily mean you're going to get any activity. It just means that we are going to take you to places that are purported to be haunted. And it's going to be a lot of fun, though. We're going to have some good times.
Yeah.
So another thing is that I had to make a kind of a decision about the Loyal Listener Contest for this month. We're actually going to suspend that this month's Loyal Listener Contest, but we're going to start it, actually restart it in April, because one, me getting the website up so late, I don't think people are going to have time to go and kind of research the answers to the questions that I'm asking, and I think it's just going to be better off for everybody. But but anyway, we'll be back on Friday with Dan, and we're going to talk, there's a warning on that show, it's going to be about possessions and attachments, and Dan and me and Russ are going to talk a little bit about that, and it's going to be a good show, so if you want to learn more about that stuff, learn from experiences and things like that, come back and listen to us.
Yeah, but if it frightens you, you know, you might want to think twice, you know, because we're going to get real.
Yeah, don't let your kids listen to that show, because it's going to be a little intense. So, but anyway, thanks, Dan, for being on the show with us tonight. You know that you can call in anytime. Matter of fact, I would love if you could call in every show. But I know that you're not going to be able to, because you work at nights. So.
Hey, and thanks to Shane for calling in. We enjoyed that phone call, man. You're all right.
Yeah,
that was great. Yeah. So anyway, we're down to about a minute. So is there anything you want to say, Dan, before we get off the line?
Catch Expedition Entity on our YouTube channel, the www.ghosthunterdannorville.weebly.com. Follow the links and subscribe.
Do it today!
Yeah, and Russ and I are going to be putting out videos as well very soon. With some little bitty surprises in there. So you guys, it'll be on our YouTube channel, and I'll advertise that more when we get it going. So anyway.
That's something to say.
Go ahead, honey. Hurry
up.
Can I? Yeah.
Nick, you're a stud. There you go.
All right.
Thanks.
So.
See you guys.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Later.
Night.